You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, of course, and it is Sunday, November 1st, 2020. So we are just 2 days away from the election in America. Again, if you have not made plans to vote, please vote. Or if you have not done so already, please, please vote, okay? It's very important if you're in America. Today was a lovely day because Tumblr decided to terminate my account again. This is like the 10th time or something, I don't know. This time I was not really posting that much, just links to the site. I did post a couple of anti-Trump videos, and apparently the snowflakes, the Republican snowflakes on the site appealed to the overlords at Tumblr, and Tumblr has become kind of a conservative site since the porn purge from a couple of years ago, which is why I largely avoid it, but... and so they got me terminated. This is what happened to Natural Hung Bull just the other day, which infuriated me to no end. Unlike my site, which I preserved largely intact onto my own server, and I built a brand new site to house it, right? Natural Hung Bull did not have that. So everything that he wrote all those years of brilliant, brilliant writing is gone for the most part, other than the stuff that I preserved on the website. Because every once in a while he would write something so spectacular and I would steal it, I guess. I mean, I always attributed it to him, of course, but I wanted to preserve certain pieces of writing, which are on the website under the category tag Natural Hung Bull. So you can find it there. But he's on a site called BDSMLR, which kind of rose up in the ashes of Tumblr a couple of years ago. And I mean, it's fine, but the site's really messy and the back end is really a mess. And I don't think that he's going to want to write there. So, I mean, I have a site there too, but like I can't stand writing on it, or anything. So, I am trying to convince him, Master Natural Hung Bull, to come to fagsworshipalphas.com to become another voice, an alpha voice on the site. It would be a tremendous honor if he were to write for the site, because I consider him to be an exceptional mind, an exceptional writer, and he's an apex alpha, and so I would really, really love to have him on the site. Or alternatively, I am considering building him his own website that he can start writing on. It would be separate. It would be on my server that I got, but he would have his own space, So I'm gonna try to get some time to fix the site up for him in case he wants to land there. And I am going to set up. Several people have written to me about him being gone from the internet. And some people have expressed that they want to be able to, like a tribute wall of some kind that they could write their feelings about him, right? Even several alphas have said this. So I was thinking about creating a post that would allow people to express their feelings for him. I know that there are a lot of people that are pretty crushed that he's gone, you know, and I'm in communication with him, so it's a little different for me, but I was really stunned to see him suddenly extinguish like that. You know, it's a funny thing. You know, the internet is meant to be free, right? It's meant to be an expression of... Everybody's supposed to be able to express whatever they feel. And, you know, you're not going to always agree with other people on the internet, that's for damn sure, okay? But it's a shame that corporate interests and snide, ignorant people kind of ruin the experience. It's just my rant. But I, anyway, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm still on Tumblr. I created another Tumblr instantly. It's Sammy Ray-FWA on Tumblr. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I'm just going to use it strictly as a messaging service now. I have people that I need to keep in track with. So, there's all kinds of other ways to get a hold of me and talk to me if you want to, you know. So, like Kick, I'm Normal Submissive on Kick. I've got an email address. It's fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. And, of course, you can always communicate with me on the website. So, hell, I even have a phone number, okay? Like, and that's on the sticky post at the front of the website. So there's all kinds of ways to get a hold of me, so I'm never going to be gone. Like, I finally have some control over my digital presence and my message. So, I took steps to do something about it, but, like, I really hate that somebody like Natural Hung Bull has fallen victim to this, because there's so much brilliant writing is gone in an instant, you know, and they just don't give a fuck, you know. To them, it's just space on a server, but, like, it was life-giving to some people, you know. So I'm getting way out of off track here, but anyway, so that's kind of an overview of what's going on there with the website. So there might be a couple of changes on Fags Worship Alphas soon, hopefully. So, and I'm constantly working on things. So, you know, just bear with me. But I will say this, okay? Even with all that stuff happening in the background, the website has never, the past 2.5 weeks, I have been deluged with stories that have come my way. Almost all of them are alpha stories. Alphas are contacting me and talking to me about their situations. And I'm just blown away by some of it, you know. These are mostly all straight alphas too, which is very interesting to me. Obviously, I mean, I started this website. It was called Fags Worship Straights, okay, because of my experience serving straight alphas. But they're all coming out of the woodwork, you know, and some of them are asking for my advice on how to get a fag. You know, so I think it's becoming more prevalent as the internet has made this message get out there more. Suddenly, straight alphas are looking around going, I can have faggots serve me, you know, which is absolutely intrinsic to alphahood, okay? Like, this idea of being worshipped, and served like a god or a king, okay? Alphas are just born for that. They're designed to be that. And so now that they're starting to get the idea, hey, I can own a faggot and it can be my possession and it will serve me, it hits something right in the center of them, you know? And I think more and more of them are looking around for that. Two of the big stories of the past week or so, one was a continuation of Master Dino, and I mean, I don't know if you read it or not, read the posts involved with him, and what he wrote particularly. His faggot is who originally reached out to me, and then Master Dino got a hold of me, and he it's almost like reading it is like having somebody grab you by the throat and choke the life out of you. I mean, like, the first time I read what he wrote, I couldn't hardly breathe because he's so intense, and he means every fucking word that he puts down, you know? And he told the story of his life before he found his faggot and sense in such detail, and so it was so vibrant and full of life that I couldn't hardly stop looking at it, you know? And if you haven't read it, I suggest you read it, because what you get there is, I think that Master Dino is a destroyer alpha at heart, okay? He's lived a hard life, you know, full of drugs and violence and imprisonment and all sorts of, you know, negative influences, I guess we'll say, on his life. But he found this faggot that worships him unconditionally, no matter what he does to the faggot. Even if he gets violent with the faggot still just absolutely adores him and will serve him. And I think he found that, and he married his faggot, right? If you've read the story, he actually did marry his faggot. And they have a very unconventional marriage, I will say that, you know. But it just proves what's possible, I guess. Master Dino is a straight alpha male, okay? But he married his faggot so that he could keep his faggot nearby at all times, okay? And own it completely. And I find that fascinating, you know, that here's the thing, like, he's not afraid at all. He's a bodybuilder, okay? And so, like, he's not afraid to, if somebody knows that he married a faggot or that he owns a faggot, he doesn't give a fuck. I mean, he would just as soon, he would probably just fuck his faggot right there in front of somebody that was bitching about it, okay? He doesn't give a shit about it. He is that secure in himself, which I think is absolutely vital for any alpha, right? So you just, if you're an alpha and you're thinking about owning a faggot, you have to have a certain amount of, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. I'm getting off with this faggot, okay? This faggot is serving me. This faggot makes me happy. And there's just got to be a certain sense of that. And only the strongest alphas pull that off, you know? So these guys, the people that I'm talking about here today are apex alphas. They are unstoppable forces of nature. I mean, just like a tornado doesn't give a shit if you love your house, okay? These people who would judge Master Dino. Master Dino would probably punch a hole right through their chest and, you know, and pull their spine out. I mean, like, he doesn't give any flying fucks. None, okay? That kind of power, but the thing is, like, reading it, he harnessed that attitude and put it down for us to read. And it's really breathtaking, so I encourage you to read it for sure. I adore Master Dino, by the way. Like, I just love talking to him. He's amazing. I'm trying to get him to come onto the podcast. It would be it would be amazing if he did. I would be terrified to talk to him, probably. The other story that really blew my mind, again, is involves Master Finn, another straight alpha and another bodybuilder. This guy, now, Master Finn is a serious competing bodybuilder, so he is very big, okay? Very powerful. And if you read his story about how essentially his faggot seduced him. Like he said in his story, he never looked at a faggot before. He didn't ever think about it. This faggot kind of talked him into, slowly worked to, you know, worked on Master Finn until Master Finn tried it, okay? Tried a blowjob from a faggot, tried fucking a faggot. And he discovered that that this faggot will give him anything that he wants. Why would you go look for anything else? You know, that was basically his message there. At one point, Master Finn said something, I'm going to paraphrase this probably not accurately, but he said, "This faggot makes me 100% happy." I mean, Master Finn is not gay, okay? But, and like he said in his writing, his letter, he doesn't, even now, he doesn't look at other men and think, oh, I want to fuck that. He doesn't look at men like that. But Asher, who is his faggot, he wants to fuck Asher, and he enjoys fucking Asher and breeding Asher, and he loves everything about it, okay? And he, like he said, this faggot makes me 100% happy. Again, just like Master Dino, Master Finn doesn't give a fuck, okay? Here we're talking about a bodybuilder who's massively built, right? Like just a giant, giant alpha. I forget how tall he was, but it's like 6'2" or something. And he's just a massive beast of an alpha. Who's going to check him? You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, you know, what are you doing with that faggot? Like, nobody's going to, you know, what are you, a faggot? You know, is somebody going to say that to him? No. He would destroy them. He would reduce them to a puddle of blood and guts on the ground, okay? Like, there's no way to check men like that. They are above us. They are unreachable, right? And honestly, these apex alphas that I'm talking about and other apex alphas like Master Nick or Master Matt or just a lot of the apex alphas that I've covered, you know, Master Kyle, just on and on. These men are totally out of reach to the average person. They are totally a mystery to men, other men, lesser men. You know what I'm saying? Like, these lesser men will say things, make snide remarks, or like, you know, what, or make some sort of judgment. Who gives a shit? You're inferior. Okay? These apex alphas are above you in the hierarchy, and they play by their own rules. They make choices that other men cannot make because those other men are lesser men. lesser men follow the rules of society, and they cower and they get afraid of what people might think. Apex alphas don't give a shit. Okay. They exceed. They supersede everything else. You know, they make their own rules. The world exists for them. And just like you can't tell a king how to run his kingdom, you can't tell an apex alpha how to live his life, because his life is something you cannot comprehend, okay? I mean, I'm a faggot, and I can't comprehend it. I don't even try, you know, and I try not to judge these men. All I do simply is serve them and worship them with my words and in my reporting about them, you know. It's one of the great privileges of my life, you know. Honestly, it's the greatest privilege. Serving alphas has been the greatest privilege of my life. And this website and the testimonials and everything else that I, and all the things I've written on the website, it's been a privilege to have that website and be able to do that for these alpha males, because they are, you know, they're gods, you know, they're gods of our world. And I'm just glad that I get to be a part of, a little tiny part of their kingdom, you know. So, anyway. Well, this was a weird episode full of ranting and everything, but I do encourage you to check out those stories. And I've got a couple other things from Master Finn that have come down, which, I mean, you're not going to really believe this next episode, so watch for that. It's coming tonight. So anyway, again, vote on Tuesday, please. Let's get the motherfucker out of office, okay? It's time. You don't want 4 more years of this shit, okay? So just let's vote him out. It needs to be a massive wave of, I think it needs to be a tsunami to wash this administration out of office and wash it clean, you know? So, please vote. Anyway, so that's going to be all for right now, I think. And I guess I will let you go, all right? Thanks for listening. I hope you have a good rest of your day and this weekend on a positive note, okay? I love you. Bye.